Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, it's Sunday morning on EOTM Radio. This is Ron Anthony giving it to you. Right now I'm going to play for you Karen Clark Shears. And
yo,
hold on.
I want to do it like this. Check it. Bring the beat.
Hey.
Woo. Get the dance on. Yeah. It's JTS. What could rule? Listen, I got a word for you. Listen, check it. Don't give up. I need you to just hold on. All my sisters, I need you to hold on. All my brothers, don't give up. Just hold on. Everybody, just hold on. All my sisters, I need you to hold on. All my brothers, I need you to hold on. All the saints, just hold on. And all you gotta do is say, yeah.
On the Lord.
We will.
You shall.
Renew.
Renew.
God's strength.
God's strength.
You wait. Hey,
but
if you wait.
On the Lord.
You always wait.
Out till you get it. Hey, y'all, don't forget to check out Don Adams' show. That's every Tuesday at 7 o'clock and also every Friday. That's the Don Adams show. I'm sure you will get exactly what you're looking for. All right, here's BB and CC whining, y'all. EOTM Radio.
Take you on the ride we had. Spill the
I can't make it without you. You know that's right. Can't nobody make it without the Lord. You know what? We got Sonny's Place coming up, y'all, starting September the 14th. We will be giving it to you. We have Ella Fitzgerald, Lena Horne, Nat King Cole, and Sonny. All right? If you want your tickets, hit up Carla Barnes at 909-527-3661 and get your tickets. All right?
That the voice cries out in the silence, searching for a heart that will love him, longing for a child that will give him their all. Give it all, he wants it all. And there's a God that walks over the earth. He's searching for a heart that is desperate, and longing for a child that will give him their all. Give it all, he wants it all. And he said, love me with your whole heart. He wants it all today. Serve me with your life now. He wants it all today. Bow down, let go of your idols. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all. And there's a God that walks over the earth. He's searching for a heart that is desperate, longing for a child that will give him their all. Give it all, he wants it all. And he says, love me with your whole heart. He wants it all.
Afternoon. You know what? If you want to get your music heard on EOTM Radio, hit me up. That's RAHNANTHONI at EOTMRadio.com. We will get it on the air, all right? Here's Canton Jones in Living Clean. We from the boom box right now, y'all.
Like a puppet master. I'll be the church, let you be the pastor. And what I want, man, you know I'ma ask you. Throw a blessing like a preacher, man, I'll be the catcher. You keep it popping like a firecracker. Used to be a thug, but you changed your stature. You think you slip from cheese and crackers. Life changed every time I read a chapter.
Hey, you got me on lockdown and I don't wanna pay the bills. Make me feel so good inside, make me wanna yell. Got a problem about mine and you got me on a dare. I'ma trust in you cause I know you will never fail. Yeah.
Soon as I get my money, I give you money first to show how much I love you. How much you really worth. You are the living water, make me obey my thirst. Got it and
take when my soul is in agony. Just that their touch is enough for my therapy. Like soothing music, a beautiful melody. So sweet, sweet, you're my heartbeat beat. Everybody shh, shh, wanna hear you speak, speak. Oh,
you have all my attention.
Right there, y'all. That's Canton Jones. Canton Jones. Hey, don't forget, please send your music to RAHNANTHONI at EOTMRadio.com. And you know what? Carla Barnes is now heading off the PR work. Boy, that's publicity. She's in LA doing it up. Ha ha. Here's Brian Courtney Wilson.
And they were filled with so many beautiful people. It was a pleasure to be there. There's just this one church in Houston, Texas. I had to write a song about, cause they love me. They would say, you can run, you can run, you can run, you can run, but there's no hiding place you can't deny. Don't try to fight, cause we love you, and there is nothing you could ever do about it. If you get off track, turn around and come right back, because we love you, and there is nothing you could ever do about it. If you lose your way, you still got a place to stay, so touch somebody. Find out that they understand when you tell them what you've been through, who you are, what you had to do. Believe it when you hear them say that the God we serve has made a way for you to lay your burden down, rest and make a joyful sound, because we love you. There is nothing you could ever do, oh no, about. If you get off track, turn around and come right back, because we love you, and there is nothing you could ever do about it. If you lose your way, you still got a place to stay, so hug somebody now, hold tight till you let it out. Somebody's gonna stand right and wipe away every tear. And if you need a friend, don't you wait outside, you can come on in. But even if you take your time, don't rush, it'll be alright, because we love you, and there is nothing you could ever do about it. If you get off track, turn around and come right back, because we love you, and there is nothing you could ever do about it. You lose your way,
That's, man, I like that old type of music right there, boy. Y'all don't know about that. You know what? We got an artist here that's, this guy, he's such a nice guy. His name is Woman Holmes, and he's from Mississippi. Y'all need to check him out at www.spiritmusicrecords.com. All right? This is EOTM Radio, and I do have a little bit of news for you right now. You know what? We are in need of an ATL street team for EOTM Radio and Media. All right? You know we'll get to go in all the different spots, all of the birthday bashes and the gospel concerts. Hit me up, all right? I'll give you my email address after a while. But here is Fred Hammond.
Bring a simple offering of praise to you I sing. My grateful heart today, with joy it gives you thanks. You're the truth that lights my way, and with all my gratitude I lift my hands and worship you. All this love from my heart to your ears, I just wanna say you're the best thing that happened to me.
I'm here with you, there I wanna be. It's clear to see you're the best thing that happened to me. Loving God you are, you took my broken heart and held it in your hand. Your healing touch was there to show me that you care. Don't need to live again. And with all my gratitude, I lift my hand. You, all this love from my heart to your ears, I just want to say you're the best thing that happened to me.
I'm here with you, with you.
Girl, I wanna be. It's clear to see
you're the best thing
that
happened. The best thing.
One thing I know.
One thing I know is you. Falling
in love with you.
Falling in love with you.
The best thing I've done. And my life has never been the same.
And with all of my heart. Come on, somebody. Can we all just say it like this?
You're.
You will always be the best.
Ah, y'all like that? You know what? My email address is rahnanthoni@eotmradio.com. All right, here's Eva.
Right now we're shouting out and giving praises. Ladies and gentlemen, Eva on the microphone. We giving God thanks, cause we love him so. We giving God thanks, we are gonna let them know. We giving God thanks, cause we love him so.
Do it every day because of you. I can do anything when I'm with you. Everything is possible when I trust in you, Jesus. I can never ever live without you. No one else can love me the way you do. My life has changed since when I met you, Jesus. Every time I call your name, you show me that you care.
I know Dottie Peoples was at the Shannon Mall. She turned it out. Right now, I'm going to play a little bit of her. This is He's an On-Time God on EOTM Radio.
Yeah.
That's the Songbird of the South, y'all. Y'all ain't think EOTM Radio can get down like that. Gospel music got it going on. You know that. Here's my song, y'all. Hold on. Everybody out there, just hold on. Because God is all you need, all right? It's for you again, Carla Bonds and Ronnie. Y'all hold on because we going straight to the top.
Over, come on, my child.
ha ha. Y'all know Mother Jenkins, she's not here right now, but I'm going to go ahead and play a little bit of, mix it in with a little bit of R&B and help somebody with Maxwell. All right? Don't y'all say nothing about that. She'll be here next week. Gotta let you know, if you're a singer and you think you know what you're doing and you got it going on and you have some MP3s and all of that, you need to hit up Carla Barnes, EOTM Radio, at 909-527-3661. That's 909-527-3661. She's working out of L.A. now, so she know all the stars, everybody. Hit her up, all y'all out there, okay? Here is Vicky Winans and
you
How
know,
I Got
back
Over.
In the day when we used to have testimony service, my mama would stand up on her feet and she'd throw her head back and sing songs like this. She said, how I got over, how I got over my soul. I made it over my soul. Yeah. they call an old traditional song. But since I love to keep young people around me, my 21-year-old nephew, Tim Bowman Jr., he's going to show us how to sing it in the 21st century. Timmy, how would you say it?
I said, scop bop it doo bop how I made it over. Scop bop it doo bop how I made it over. Scop bop it doo bop how I made it over. Scop bop it doo bop how I made it over. Scop bop it doo bop how I made it over. That's how I made it over. I made it over. My soul. Oh, yeah. How I got over. So glad I made it over. My soul. My soul. My soul.
It doesn't matter what you're going through, what you're doing, as long as you can just give your life to God and God will work all the kinks out, all right, because of his grace. If you know about the grace, then you need to know. Don't worry about what you're going through. Just go through and get to where you need to be, all right? This is Ron Anthony. Here's Grace with BB and CC Whining. This is the best station ever. Tell your friends. Tell your mama now. It's Ron Anthony on EOTM Radio.
Heaven knows I've done wrong. Mercy help me see I've been living a lie. And while writing the song, singing about your goodness, I started to cry. Yes,
oh, grace,
what I do without grace,
hide behind a painted smile, laugh, shout, and sing while you spiritually dance. up and down. Nothing I've done or can do can take away this love, this love that I've
so much grace. I thank God for grace. If it wasn't for grace, I don't know what I would be doing. But you remember Coco from SWV? Here's Coco and Canton Jones, y'all.
Hey, man. I suggest you get up, man.
Made away.
Away, y'all. That's Coco. All right, y'all like that? She used to be with SWV. But you know, I got to let you know, you all, if you can sing and you can do all that, you've been on Facebook putting all your stuff out and you need to get on a hot radio station, you need to send your stuff in to Carla Barnes and Ronnie because they work, okay? When I tell you they work, they work. If you can check out Facebook, go to my page. You'll see what Carla Barnes did, EOTM Radio did for me, and I thank God for it. Carla, you are the best. You hear me? I thank God for it because she's actually helping somebody that had nothing that's going to get something. So send your information in. Go ahead and hit Carla Barnes up. You can actually give her a call at 909-527-3661. Go to my Facebook page, Ron Anthony, that's RahnAnthoni, and look at what she did as far as publicity, putting things out there, getting me into television, getting me actually into a play. I'm Sunny, y'all. Y'all hear that? So y'all go make sure you check that out. I'll give you some more information. Right about now, we're going to go into a segment where evangelist Michelle Rockymore, she's going to give us the word for a little bit, and you need to pay attention because she's very raw. Cutthroat. Tell you like it. Is. All right? This is Ron Anthony on EOTM Radio. You all be blessed.
But we give honor and glory to God who is the head of our life and the head of all things that we go through. I don't know what you're going through today. I don't know what you've been through this week, but I do know that God has the answer. We just want to come to you today and just encourage you and motivate you to let you know you can make it no matter what you're going through, no matter what you've been through, no matter what somebody is taking you through, you still can make it. And we're going to begin to talk about the blood of Jesus. A lot of people don't talk about the blood of Jesus anymore because it sounds old-fashioned and it sounds like it's not worth talking about. But the church has turned left when they should have been right. The church has caused people to go wrong when they should have been going right because we've set a standard for people too high to reach. And God alone sent Jesus so that the standard could be brought down so that you can live and not die. He came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. He didn't come for you to be worried about sinning, for you to be worried about not doing this, not doing that. God is a God of love. We were created with love. We operate in love. We're motivated by love. And we can't go on without love. So today I just want to talk to you out of Revelations, where the word of God begins to tell you. One thing you need to understand is that this is the Now Testament church. We've been through the Old Testament. We've been through the New Testament, but we are now in the Now Testament. And in the Now Testament, you've got to understand is we're not following the footsteps of the Old Testament or the New Testament. We are making footprints. We are writing a Bible. You are a Bible that somebody is going to read. Your story needs to be told. Somebody needs to know how you made it over. Somebody needs to know what you've been through. See, we've got to stop following the Jesus of the New Testament and begin to follow the Now Jesus, which is sitting at the right hand of God. And he's given us an opportunity to create. We were created so that we could create. Not imitate, but create. As we look in Revelations 12 and 11 verse where it says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. Now, when we begin to talk about they is you. A lot of people say, they told me. Who is they? You've got to understand that if you're going to overcome your life, if you're going to overcome the things you're going through, the depression, the upset, the anger, anything that you're going through, you've got to understand that it's going to be the blood that causes you to live. See, a lot of us are existing, but we're not living. A lot of us are going to church every Sunday, but we're just doing it as a repetitious act. We're not going because we're getting anything. We're going because we think that's going to get us to heaven. But what you don't understand is earth is an extension of heaven, and heaven can be right here on earth if you decide to use everything that God has given you. And it says, they overcame him. Who is him? Him is anybody that tries to stop you from going forward. Your him can be a spouse. Your him can be a friend. Your him can be a coworker. Your him can be a drug. It can be an alcohol. It can be anything that will stop you from going forth. And it says they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. One thing you need to understand about the blood is that it contains elements in it that gives you life. When you're walking in a spiritual realm, and you're beginning to walk in through life, and you're trying to follow the way of the church and not follow the way of the world, and you get all mixed up and you get all tied up because the church has really implemented its ways from the way of the world, not the ways of God. And so when you look at the blood, if you're trying to find life, if you're going through things and nothing's working out and you're trying to find life, you've got to understand that the blood is more than a life agent that's running through your vein. The blood is something that Jesus left so that we could live, that so that we could have life more abundantly. Many of you are going to church, but you're still depressed. Many of you are on your way to heaven, but you're still depressed. So there's something wrong with that picture. When the church doesn't show you or give you the elements that you need to operate outside of the church, then the church is not operating properly. I know some preachers going to get mad. I know some church folks going to get mad. But you can get, don't get bitter, just get better. When you understand what you're supposed to do, then you can do better. We have to understand that the blood justifies us. What does justification mean? It means that we're declared not guilty. Now, many of you are making a god out of going around trying not to sin. You have got to understand that Jesus has taken care of your sins. So you trying not to sin is not necessary. When you love God and you have a relationship with him, you don't have to try not to sin. You just go forth after him and live your life. So if the blood, first of all, gives us justification that we're not guilty, why are we walking around like we are guilty? Why are we walking around all worried about what we're doing and what we're not doing? The basic thing that God wants us to do is to love. It says he so loved the world that he gave. And a lot of times I read that scripture and I've heard it in churches that he so loved. But until you experience a so love, you'll never understand what that meant. A so love means I love you regardless. I love you regardless of your habits, of how you look, of where you've been, what your past is. What God is saying to is saying so to whatever you've been through. I've been a drug addict, so. I've been a prostitute, so. Whatever your situation is, you've got to say so to that because God said so to that and just begin to walk in love. The next thing that the blood does is it sanctifies us. Not talking about wearing long dresses and no makeup. That's not sanctification. Sanctification means you're set apart. You're different from everybody else. Stop trying to be like everybody else. Stop trying to preach like everybody. Stop trying to sing like everybody. And declare yourself as set apart, different. Got something going on better than what somebody else has. There's so much stuff that we have not tapped into because we're duplicating. We're doing just like the devil did, duplicated what God made, and then it doesn't work properly like God made it. It has a flaw in it. So what God wants us to do is to be set apart from somebody else. Just because the church has always done it this way doesn't make it right. Why don't we set some standards instead of following standards all the time? Why don't we set up something instead of duplicating things? So we've been set apart by God just because of the blood. The next thing is we've been cleansed. A lot of you are being held back because of your past. What you did in your past has nothing to do where you're going in your future. And so you've got to stop concentrating on what was because you can't change it. You can't make it better. You've got to grow from it instead of allow it to hold you back. So the blood justifies. It declares us not guilty. It sanctifies. It sets us apart. It cleanses us. It washes us from all of our mess. And the last thing it does is it redeems us. You see, we've been bought back with a price. There's no use in you trying to get back on the cross again because Christ has already done that. So what we have to do is begin to relax and enjoy life. Live. How many of you woke up this morning and enjoyed the sunshine? How many of you got up mad and disgusted and can't even be trusted? But you never looked and saw the sun was shining. You never looked to see that the wind was blowing. You couldn't enjoy any of that because you was looking at all the stuff that's going wrong. See, everything that's going wrong is just to set you right. Everything that has caused you to stumble is to build you a way to go up. We can't stop because people want us to stop. We can't begin to fold our arms and just give up because that's not what God has set for us. He set a way out for every situation. He set preparations for us to go up, not under. He set a way for us to stop being sad and be happy. See, what you have to understand is that we overcame, and the only way we're going to overcome is by knowing that we're justified, sanctified, redeemed, and cleansed. And we've got to be able to tell somebody what we've been through. See, a lot of you have been through some mess, but you don't want to tell nobody. You don't want to tell nobody how God brought you out. You don't want to tell anybody how God, you were here, but God has brought you to there. You don't want to tell anyone where you've been. The only way you can help somebody is to let them know, look, I've been there and I've done that, but God has brought me out. When I began to look at all of the situations that I've been in, God has always shown himself faithful. There's never been a time that I've been through something that God hadn't brought me out. But the thing that has to happen is you have to let. The L-E-T is a three-letter word but has heavy meaning. In the beginning, God created the heaven and earth, but the only thing he said was let. Let there be light. Let there be. And as he began to proclaim that let there be, there was. And you've got to understand, people can't stop you. Situations can't stop you. Only you can stop you. When God sets a path and he orders your steps, it doesn't say he just orders the bad steps. It says he orders all of your steps. So every one of your steps, whether good, bad, or indifferent, can be used to make a path to where you're going. There was a young lady that came to me and said, she prophetically proclaimed to me, she said, God wants you to make a way. He's already made a way, but he wants you to make a way. He wants you to cut down trees and prepare a path. He doesn't want you to walk on the path that everybody else has set to be walked on. He wants you to begin to create because the Creator created a creature that could create. And he wants us to begin to set some standards. He wants us to begin to move forward. He wants us to stop waiting around for people to celebrate us. If you don't celebrate yourself, ain't nobody else going to celebrate it. So God has allowed us to come into this position. He has equipped us with everything we need to be successful. If we're not successful, it's not God's fault. It's our fault. If we're not successful, it's not the devil's fault. It's our fault. If we're not successful, it's not people's fault. It's our fault. When you're equipped with everything you need to move into success, then you have to move according to how God has led you. See, the church is going around telling everybody they're going to hell. But God never told us to do that. He said, give them some good news. They're probably already living in hell. They don't need you to tell them that they're going to hell, but they need a word that will help them be successful, to move to another realm, to go higher. See, people won't listen to folks on the street because they are not in the church. But see, God never said the church was a building. He said the church was a person. And so sometimes you've got to listen to people who have really been through. Everybody that's on the street are not unintelligent people. Everybody that's on the street are not drug addicts. Everybody that's on the street are not prostitutes. You've got some people that's just got a bad break, and that's where they ended up. But when we begin to go into these churches and we begin to pay our money, our tithes, what we call tithes, we're not completely tithing because God said 10% of everything you own. So it's just not your paycheck. How many of you have five-bedroom houses? Are you tithing 10% of that house to somebody who does not have anywhere? A lot of you are not tithing properly. You're looking for the money return. But have you tithed 10% of your time? Have you tithed 10% of your kindness? Have you tithed it? See, it goes a little deeper than your pocket. But once we put the money in, we think we're all finished with tithing. But we have got to come out of just the money thing. When I'm going through, it may not be money I need. I may need you to just listen to me. That's a part of tithing. It may not be I need you to give me $5. I may just need a ride somewhere. See, we got to come out of this church mentality that we have. I've been in the church all of my life. I was in the church in my mama's stomach because she was in church. And I know how the church life is. And I know the things that have been set up, that we have standards in the church that people just cannot reach. And so because they cannot reach them, they think they don't have God. God is not the church. God can live in the church, but he is not the church. And people every day are killing themselves. People every day are giving up because we've set a standard that even Jesus never set for the people. And so we've got to come out of this building, out of our suits, out of our robes, out of our fanfare, out of all the things that we think is God. 90% of the stuff going on in church is not God. You can get mad about it, but it's the truth. It's not God. It is what man has created. And when man creates something, it's going to fall. And so we've got to get to a point where we understand the significance of what Jesus' blood was. He didn't come just because he didn't have nothing to do. He didn't come just because it was something to do. But he came because he needed to show us the map to take. That's why he walked in our shoes. That's why he came out of his glory to come and show you that you can make it. You can succeed. You don't have to sell your body. Let me tell you something, women. You don't have to sleep with nobody to get your rent paid. You don't have to sleep with nobody to get money in your pocket. If I can survive on $6.50 an hour with two kids, then you can survive. And you don't have to sleep with somebody. All you have to do is trust God. So you've got to get your mentality right. It's not what people call you. It's not what people think you are. It's not what people think they can take you. But you have got to begin to train your own mind. You've got to begin to encourage yourself. If nobody tells you you're pretty, you better look in the mirror and tell you yourself. You don't need a person to fulfill you. Even if you're not fulfilled, you're not going to be able to fulfill anyone else in the relationship. So you've got to come together with somebody that knows themselves and you know yourself and you all go somewhere together. God has allowed us. We have put so many holes on people that people can't even live and be happy. We put so many restrictions. You can't do this, and you can't do that, and you can't do this, and you're going to hell if you do that, and God's going to get you if you do that. God ain't getting nobody. He has already done what he said he was going to do, and he has set a standard that whatever you sow, you reap. All the only thing that God wants us to do is to love, and everybody's doing everything else. We speaking in tongues. We rolling on the floor. We falling out. We greasing up heads. We're all. We doing all of that. But only God wants you to do. All God wants you to do is love. We prophesying. We prophesying. We doing all of that in the church. But nobody's really loving. People hug you and tell you they love you, but let it come to a point where you need something. Then the love is gone. Even in the church, people need stuff, and if you're not paying tithes, they won't even help you. That's not God. That's man. God never told you not to help anybody because they didn't pay tithes. So we've got to get to a point where we get back to God and get out of church, because the church is supposed to be in you. It's not a building. It's wherever you go. It's wherever you walk. We got teenagers walking around, don't even know which way to go. Parents not showing teenagers where to go because they so busy doing their thing. But we have church folks. The church folks are some of the most hellish folks you can ever deal with. You can do all you can do for them. But when you stop, they don't have nothing to do with you. Long time ago, God gave me a sermon called "The Church is HIV Positive, Hellish Infected Vessel." And he began to show me, he said, I've got a lot of bastard churches, which means churches that I'm not even the father of. I don't know who the father is. They're going out on their own. They're not listening to me. They're doing whatever they want to do. And he said the church is HIV positive. It's just like the AIDS virus. The church has been broken down, and the health of the church is failing, and on all kind of medication to try to keep up the health, and it's failing the people. And so God died for us. He didn't die for a building. And some of the people that may never come to church, but you may be the only Bible that they'll pick up. You may be the only thing that they'll see that's even close to Christ. But if you're always stuck up in the church, in the building, then how are they going to see which way to go? How are they going to see which direction to go? So I've come to you today to ask you, I'm not telling you to stop going to church, but I'm telling you to stop letting the church have you to a point where you can't see somebody hurt. You may get mad. I don't care what nobody say. If I had money that I was going to tie to the church and I passed by somebody whose lights were about to get turned off, I'd give it to them. So you've got to understand, you've got to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. And what the Spirit is saying to you is not always what the congregation is saying, dude. And so we got all these big fancy buildings, but we got all these homeless people. We got all these big fancy titles. And God began to say to me, I don't want you to walk by a title. I want you to walk in the office of a title. I want you to do what the title says you're supposed to do. If you're going to be a pastor, you don't have to have a pastor in front of your name. Just watch over the sheep. Just make sure the sheep are fed. Just guard the sheep. But we so caught up in the titles. If you don't call me evangelist or if you don't call me apostle, I'm offended. Nobody called Jesus Apostle Jesus. Nobody called him Pastor Jesus. Nobody called him Evangelist Jesus. Nobody put a title in front of his name. But he walked in every office, and he walked strong in it. So I'm challenging you preachers that are caught up in your titles, drop the title. This is God's work. I'm challenging you artists that are saying you're gospel artists and won't come and sing unless somebody pay you $55,000. I'm talking to you big ministries that if I called you right now and I was going through and I didn't have $20 for the CD, would you still give it to me? See, I'm looking for some real churches. I'm looking for some real preachers. I'm looking for some people that are ready to help the hurting and just not your pocket. Oh, you might not like what I'm saying. It's tight and it's right. But God is looking for some real folks. He's not concerned about how pretty your robe is or that you got a parking space in front of the church or that when you come in, everybody stand up. God's not concerned about that. But he's really concerned about his people that are hurting, the children that are being abused, the spouses that are being abused, the people that are out there on drugs that are looking for something that they'll never find. They're looking for that first high that they have, and they'll never get it. They're just chasing a shadow. God is looking for some people who are going to help people get to a point where they can now live. He said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. He didn't say, I come that you might exist. But he said, I come that you might have life. And if you didn't hear anything else I said today, just know that the blood has already covered you. Am I giving you a license to sin? No. But I'm giving you a license to live. I'm giving you a license to be free. I'm giving you a license to wake up every morning and enjoy your day. Stop letting people decide how your day will be. Stop letting situations decide if you're going to be depressed, if you're not going to be depressed. Stop allowing. Sometimes it's the enemy and sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's just you. And you're thinking. You're thinking. You've got to talk to yourself. I believe the scripture says, and David encouraged himself in the Lord. He didn't have a preacher. He said he encouraged himself in the Lord. See, we're so busy fighting over should there be women preachers, should there not. Should we speak in tongues, should there not. Should there be prophecy, should there not. Should you wear a long dress, should you not. God is not studying none of that stuff. The only thing he's concerned about is you loving somebody to him. Not forcing somebody to him. Not badgering somebody to come to him. Not Bible beating somebody to come to him. But loving somebody to him. What about the people around them, all the people that you say you love that are around you? Do you really love them? If they did something today contrary to what you wanted them to do, would you still say, I love you? And so we've got to get to a point where we so love people just like God so love us. And you can't tell a person you love them if you're not giving in some form or fashion. It may not be money, may not be houses or land, but you, what you can give somebody is kindness. What you can give somebody is a way out. What you can give somebody is an encouraging word. And we've got to get to a point where it's more important to love than it is to reach the top. It's more important to love than it is to be rich. It's more important to love than it is to have a big fancy house. It's more important to love than it is to drive a big fancy car. It's more important to love than it is to wear the name brand clothes. I'm real concerned about the love factor in our lives. I'm concerned about the love factor in the church. And so we've got to come to a point where we know we have overcame by the blood of the Lamb. We're not overcoming. We're not trying to get there. We're already there. We're not trying to make it. We already made it. See, we're just going through the motions right now. God has already declared that we win. He's already declared that it's finished. We're just going through the motions of walking the trail that he's given us. It's almost like a movie scene. In most movie scenes, they film the ending before they film the rest. They work from the end to the beginning, and that's what God did. He worked from the end to the beginning. And so all we're doing is following the trail that we win. The devil is not winning. I don't care how much you say that. I don't care how much you see things going on. He's not winning. Because God has declared we have already won. And you can't see that unless you look into the spirit. If you look at the things that are going on in the world, you would think that the devil won. But when you look at things in a spiritual manner, you will know that he hasn't. And so we've got to get to the point that we know we overcame him, whatever your him is, whatever your it is, whatever the thing is that keeps blocking you. Don't let it keep you down. If it's blocking you, walk over it, kick it out the way, go around it, stomp it, whatever you have to do to get beyond that point. And so we thank God today for all the stuff that he has prepared for us. And now we have to walk in it. He's not going to walk in it for us. We keep saying, I'm waiting on God. Well, God done waited on you, and you're still in the same place. And so when we overcome him by the blood of the Lamb, tell somebody what you've been through. Tell somebody how you got over. Tell somebody how God brought you through. The word says, I've never seen the righteous forsaken. I've never been forsaken by God. I felt like it. I thought he wasn't there, but he's always been there because I'm still here. When I lost my mother in 2000, I didn't think I could take it. I'd never been out without my mother. So I thought it was over. But God had to remind me, it's not your mother you've never been without. It's me you've never been without. So although you miss your mother, I'm still here. And he's still shown himself greatly. Let us pray. Father, we just thank you right now for the word. We thank you for all that you do in our lives. We thank you for all you've done in our lives. Now, touch the people's ear, Lord, that they may hear what your spirit is saying to the Now Testament, that we may move from the old, from the new, to the now, that we may walk according to the Jesus that sits at the right hand of God, and not the Jesus that walked on earth. And we thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, we thank God for you listening today. And just know that you overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of your testimony. And when you do that, you can no longer exist, but you can live and be free. Be blessed of the Lord. And know that if you're going to pray, don't worry. But if you're going to worry, don't bother in praying. Be blessed in the Lord.
Ah, that was Evangelist Rocky Moore, Washington. Ah, yeah, she's from Tuskegee, Alabama, y'all. If y'all want to hit her up, go ahead and do so. I'll give you the information. But here's one of my songs that didn't make it to the album. It's called Shake Off the Old, Bring in the New. All right, y'all. It's Ron Anthony. Shake off the old. Here's Donnie McClurklin and Wait on the Lord, featuring Karen Clark Shears on EOTM Radio.
Every one of you out there, have patience. Wait on the Lord. Just grab your neighbor by the hand and tell him, wait on the Lord. Tell him, wait on the Lord. Tell him, wait on the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This song simply says this. Sometimes in life you'll find that you get in a hurry, but when you have assurance, no need to worry, you can wait on the Lord, and you'll see He'll always keep His word. But you must just trust in Him. Don't be dim.
Just wait on me. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Oh, my. Don't be dismayed. Don't you be dismayed. Hold on to his promises.
You know Karen Clark can sing that song, y'all. You know what? Have you ever really wanted to trust somebody and they just broke you down? But let me tell you, somebody that won't do that to you, that is our Lord God. Ah, man, here's a song that'll make you think about some things on EOTM Radio. This for you, Ronnie.
One of the difficult things to do is find yourself in a storm. And while in that storm, it seems like everyone who you thought you could count on has walked away. And sometimes it seems like even God himself has forgotten about you. But in spite of that, to still be able to lift your hands and say, Lord, I trust you.
Somebody's going through something right now, and the devil's trying to convince you that there's no way you can make it out, and he says you're not going to be able to get out of this situation, but I wish somebody would make the devil out of a lie right now and lift your hands and say, God, I will trust you. I don't know how you're going to do it. I don't know when you're going to show up. But God, I know you're going to do it. God, I know you're going to bring me out. Come on, if that's you, come on, lift your voice and say, I will. Oh, that's right. I'll trust you. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I don't know when the pains go in. But I know, God, you wouldn't put more on me. Trust you in spite of what I see, in spite of what I'm going through. I trust you. God, you've never left me. I know you love me. That's why I trust you. Come on, why you take it up? I had my heart broken. I made some mistakes. God, you still kept me. Oh, God, you're faithful. You see what I'm going through. You know my pain. I trust you. It's not easy for me, but I trust you. I know you're here with me. I'm not by myself. I trust you. Yeah. You know why you say I trust you. Oh God, I just lost my job, but I got more bills than money, but oh God, I will. The doctor said there's nothing else he can do, but oh God, my back's up against the wall. Oh, that's right. I trust you.
And I know y'all like that song. You know what? Here's a lady I met about a few months ago, Evelyn Turnteen. Virginia. That's Evelyn Turrentine. I'd like to give a shout-out to Andre Gates, who's Dottie People's manager. I'd like to say hello to you out there. Here's a nice jazz song for you. It's Amazing Grace. That's so beautiful. That's so beautiful. That's a saxophone player, y'all. Here's Marvin Sapp.
He saw the best in me when everyone else around could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time? I said he saw the best in me. When everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
could only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When Trump walks you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
can
I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I feel. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? See, he is mine, and I am his. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me.
He only sees me,
but
he only sees me.
Yeah.
For who I am.
to have a witness tonight. Can I ask y'all one question? The question is simply this. What did he see?
He saw the best.
I can't get no help up in here. Because there are some folk in here that people have wrote you off. Said you would never amount to anything. Said that you would never end up being anywhere. But Myron, tell him one more time. What did he see?
He saw the best.
When mama said you would never be nothing. When aunties and uncles said that you'd never amount to anything. When daddy didn't come home anymore. He didn't look at you and say that you weren't going to make it. God looked at you and what did he see? What did he see?
He saw the best. The best.
What did he see?
The best.
I said, 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 what did he see?
The best.
Listen to this, y'all. I love this. I love this. See, see, he's mine, and I'm his. It doesn't matter what I did, but he only sees me who I am. Ooh, Lord, yeah. He's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I did. He only sees me who I am. Sing it one time. We're going to go past it. He is mine. Oh, oh, oh.
He's mine. And I
see. Ooh.
It doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me for who I am.
He only sees me for who I am.
And the reason why he sees me for who I am, because he created me in his image and his likeness. He's mine.
He's mine.
I am his.
I'm his.
It doesn't matter what I need.
It doesn't matter what I see.
He only sees me.
He only sees me for who I am.
He saw the best.
He saw the best.
If you all want to get in touch with that, evangelist, you can go ahead and hit her up. That's Michelle Washington at 334-220-8100, 334-220-8100. She don't mind praying with you. That's Evangelist Rocky Moore. All right, we're going to close this out to next Sunday. So many times. Karen Clark Shears, y'all. See y'all next Sunday on EOTM Radio.